The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I met DJ Automatic's uncle for the first time yesterday, who just won a Grammy, by the way. And I thought he met him for the first time, too. But let me explain what went down. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Actually, Automatic, I want you to explain. I'm the one that kind of ratted, though. I sat down and I said, oh, so nice to meet you. Interesting that I'm meeting you for the first time. And so is my husband, DJ Automatic.
Why would you say all that?
Because that's who she is. She outed me.
What would you say?
Because okay. You said you never met him. You said it to me. You said it on the radio.
I forgot that I had spent a week with him when I was in my late teens in South Dakota.
Oh, damn.
Wasn't that memorable of a moment? I'm sorry.
It was to him because he was talking about
he was quoting everything I said. He was like, you were such a Jay-Z fan. You were trying to explain to me how he lives in the underground, but he knows the pop world. And I was like, yeah, that's something I'd say.
So this is the man who won the Grammy?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You didn't remember him?
Well, Anthony, thank you.
My mom has 10 brothers and sisters, okay?
That's no excuse.
I have 36 first cousins.
Hasn't this man met Prince and he remembers
he's
you?
He's the engineer for Prince.
Yeah, he remembers you.
I was a little kid still.
You know how much people he's met compared to the people you've met, dude?
No. The craziest part is they'd never been to the American great, the International House of Pancakes.
What?
So they grew up in Germany. They're American citizens, but they grew up in Germany. So they'd never been to IHOP. I had to get the appetizer sampler to start everything.
Experience. It was to watch them eat the food, Anthony. And Theo, Otto's cousin, was like, let me try this right here. What is this? And Otto said, chicken.
Oh,
and he
goes
on and he bites it and he said, well, it's good. I'm not sure it tastes like chicken, but it's absolutely delicious. That was, for me, the most interesting thing. He said, we don't eat like this in Germany.
Oh, whoa. What do you mean like this? Like
greasy? I don't know. I don't really know.
My IHOP order is pretty wild.
What do you order?
I told him, I said, if this is your first time, we're going all the way in.
What do you order, Anthony?
I got the chicken fried steak with the side of eggs and then a toast and then a side of blueberry pancakes as well, too.
Okay.
And when I bring it out, it's like 3 or 4 plates, dog.
It really is so.
When they sat it down in front of him, he's like, how am I going to eat all this? He's like, but watch me.
He did. And not only that, though, he's still so healthy, like being different. He still ordered the chicken omelet?
Yeah, he got a chicken omelet.
All right. That's what's
up. It was good. It was delicious. Same thing I got.
Something.
But he also got pancakes. And then, of course, you know, he hit up the mozzarella sticks. He hit up the onion rings, the chicken.
Automatic's aunt, who's from the, you know, lived in the U.S. her entire life until they moved to Germany in about 15, 20 years ago. She said, I miss these mozzarella sticks, and just dipped them. It was interesting to watch that. And it was also wonderful to hang out with family.
And it sounds like something you guys will remember this time.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest thing. You know, this is a memorable
celebrate
experience.
A Grammy win with some IHOP. Okay?
There it is. There
unforgettable moment.
Yes.
God, I'm a jerk.
All right, National Day, Anthony, what's the biggest we got?
The first Wednesday in February, we honor women and girls in sports. It's National Girls and Women's in Sports Day.
I want to shout out two that I think have changed the WNBA for the better. Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark.
There you go. Nice, dude.
Having a nice rivalry always helps ticket sales, ladies.
There it is. I want to shout out Aaliyah Chavez, the number one rated women's basketball player in the country from Lubbock, Texas. Shout out to her.
I want to shout out my daughter for being a cheerleader for many, many years.
Ava Maddock, let's go.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's Crazy Crimes of Passion, which are true crime stories in under 5 minutes, we're going to talk about the Chicago Tylenol murders.
What?
When you hear a brand like Tylenol, you think trustworthy. As a mother of 3 beautiful daughters, I've had to use Tylenol for years and years to control their fevers, for myself, for pain. Tylenol is a brand name of acetaminophen.
I just took Tylenol this past week and it cured my hangover.
Yeah, exactly. Like Tylenol for the hangover, right?
Tylenol's everywhere you look.
It is. Well, in 1982, a little girl by the name of Mary Kellerman, only 12 years old, was hospitalized with severe stomach pain. Her parents were asked, did she drink anything? Did she eat anything? And they said, yes, she consumed 1 capsule of extra strength Tylenol. Little Mary died the next day. Now, you have to understand, back then, there were no protection caps on the bottles of Tylenol.
Yeah.
So then another child became sick, and then an adult became sick, all of whom died. This is all within a 1-month span.
All in Chicago.
All in Chicago. At this point, police begin to suspect that someone in a manufacturing department at Tylenol is doing this on purpose. So one bottle that was owned by Teresa Janice, who was 20, she took one Tylenol and ended up passing. Her roommate gave the bottle to police and they noticed a smell of almonds, which
I love almonds.
Well, not in this case, because the cyanide that the person was poisoning gives off that scent of almonds. And there were 6 tablets missing from the bottle, which means this person was taking them out and then putting them tainted back in a bottle and not even counting because there were no protection labels at the time. But what I couldn't believe is that 7 people actually died during this period, and the person has never been caught to this day.
What?
The Tylenol poisoner automatic was never caught. I have chills because I thought that they caught the person. I don't know. I mean, I guess because we weren't around or whatever. I thought that this person had been put in prison. Investigators searched for decades and never, ever found out who had poisoned all of these people. They did have a main suspect. The man's name is James William Lewis. He actually wrote a letter to Johnson & Johnson taking responsibility for the deaths, demanding $1 million to stop them. He was taken into custody and then he denied everything and they could never really put any evidence together because things were so different.
Because they didn't
the
have
80s.
Safety caps. They didn't know if it happened at the actual manufacturing plant or if it happened in
at
the stores,
the store,
right?
Exactly. They just did not know. And that is why today, when you get any bottle of medicine, they're capped. Either they have that lock on top or there's some type of plastic or foil on top. And if any of that is tampered with, you know not to take that medicine, take it back to the grocery store, back to the pharmacy, and get your money back.
Mm. I think today's Crazy Crimes of Passion is going to be called the Big Headache.
I just feel so badly for these families because they never got justice. Now, recently, we did a story about applesauce that was tainted. Now, this was happening in some manufacturing area in Mexico.
Yeah.
And the person hasn't been caught, but they kind of had a suspect. And all of a sudden, the suspect is gone. And
he just disappeared, huh?
He just disappeared.
He's putting cyanide in applesauce in Mexico, and then all of a sudden, you can't find him anymore?
Mexican applesauce, that sounds like a death remedy right there to begin with.
It was being distributed throughout the country. But I thought to myself how things have changed because of the suffering of other people. But it is a great thing that we now know that if something is not covered properly, we need to take that back to the store.
And if you have a bottle of Tylenol that doesn't have a safety lock from the 80s, I would throw that out now.
Somebody's got one of those in their medicine cabinet.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Rihanna's actually been attending her husband, A$AP Rocky's trial, and for the first time, he's speaking to cameras. So I'll tell you what he had to say, and we'll play the audio. But first, DJ Automatic, celebrity birthdays.
We got Cristiano Ronaldo celebrating today. Neymar celebrating today. I guess there's this great soccer player.
I'm like, what is going on?
We got Kevin Gates celebrating and Bobby Brown.
Okay, so obviously A$AP Rocky, the person that Rihanna's been with now for a very long time.
Her husband.
Two beautiful children they share together. He is on trial facing gun assault charges. It's a serious thing. You know, could be going to prison for 24 years. He's been asked a million questions by reporters. TMZ finally got to him with this one.
You have any word on Kendrick Lamar winning last night at the Grammys?
Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Everybody is in love with Kendrick Lamar, including Taylor Swift. There is the most amazing photo of her while Kendrick's up there accepting his last award for Record of the Year. She's holding a giant bottle or glass of champagne up. It is the best picture of the night.
I mean, they've been friends for a long time. She's toasting to his success. Not Like Us cleaned house. And he's going to have probably the biggest month of his life because coming up next week, he's got the big game.
The big game.
Which is the pinnacle of live performance.
Oh, I agree. And then just Rihanna showing up for A$AP. I just want to shout her out. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know which way it's going to go. But the one thing about Rihanna, she's loyal to her family. I mean, she used to be one of the biggest pop stars in the world. Now, obviously, with her Fenty Beauty line, she's a multi-billionaire. She's been to the trial 3 times, knowing full well it was going to be a circus. She didn't care. She just wants to be there for A$AP.
The one thing I know for sure is no matter what happens with A$AP Rocky, Rihanna's going to be there for him.
So even if he has to go away, you think Rihanna will stay with him?
She's got 2 children from him, and she's a loyal person to her family. I don't see her leaving him.
877-730-DCS1. What do you think? We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Never in my wildest dreams did I ever think I would say I agree with Kanye West, but I do. I'm going to play the audio of what I think he's right about right now. But first, DJ Automatic. famous people's birthdays.
Friend of the show, Kevin Gates, is celebrating today Bobby Brown's birthday, and it's also soccer great Neymar and Cristiano Ronaldo's birthday today.
Two very rich people. Okay, so there's a podcaster. His name is Justin LaBoy. For some reason, you know, Kanye West decided to sit down with him after all the antics at the Grammys. They had this after party, just some wild stuff going on.
You know, when we were riding the elevator and I asked that guy which blog he works for?
Yeah, he worked for Justin LaBoy.
LaBoy, yes.
Okay, so that means Kanye was probably in our hotel room. Missed that, whatever.
Not hotel room, hotel.
Hotel, not room.
He wasn't in our room.
No, not in our room.
Don't start any weird rumors.
No, I know, I know. So the podcaster asks Kanye, so is Drake's career over? Here's his answer.
For me, it's like, or at least took him down for a little bit. You know, superhero films, like maybe it's like one of the characters, Wolverine or something, just goes away for a couple films.
So Kendrick killed Drake, he's dead.
Yeah, for now. You can't ever count out Steph Curry, so that man might hit 200 points in one, you know, song.
I can't believe I agree with Kanye West, because I do think Drake is down. I don't think he's out.
I want to agree with Kanye, but the more and more I start to think about it, and knowing that the big game's coming up on Sunday, Kendrick's the performer, that could be just the nail in the coffin.
Yeah, I don't think so. Drake's catalog is way, way too big. Some people are saying this is like a Ja Rule moment. For those of you who don't know, way back in the day, 50 Cent and Ja Rule had a beef, and Ja Rule kind of went away. In no way, shape, or form can you compare Drake's catalog to Ja Rule?
It's no, you just can't. You can't compare their careers. I mean, right now, Drake's on a beach in Australia going to on a tour, a stadium tour.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's not hurting. He's still the biggest rapper in the world. But here in America, Kendrick has taken that throne away from him.
Yeah.
The thing is, Drake has never been the biggest rapper. There's a difference. You don't go toe-to-toe with a heavyweight when you're not even getting to weigh in. He's a pop star, and I love that about Drake. The minute he stopped...
He hates that you just said that.
I don't care. The minute he started to go after the guys, I'm like, what lane are you in? Women love Drake's music because we feel like he's that kind of guy that can understand us. Everyone loves Kendrick for his skills because he's just that great of an artist.
And he also has a lot of substance to his music, which Drake doesn't have any substance to his music.
Oh, sorry. Wrong.
See, well, I guess if I was a woman, I would think he had substance. You would get
it, exactly. Any thoughts? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
We're going to lead with a story that I think a lot of women think about, being robbed. This woman is at a coffee shop and a thief comes for her backpack. The woman got it back though.
What?
She actually talked to a local news reporter at ABC 13 about what went down.
I'm to this coffee shop, Uncle Bean's coffee shop, every morning. I write and I just feel a presence. She comes in, grabs the backpack. I didn't think. And I ran, I tackle her, and we were in the floor. Then she just sort of ran.
To get up and go get her backpack, no fear. And she was so fast. I'm watching this video. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram if you want to check it out. And then she has a message for all the thieves. Listen.
Don't try to steal from a Cuban. Mess around and find out.
I'm just thinking to myself, I don't know that I would be going after people like that. I would be too scared, but she didn't even think twice.
Nope.
Have you ever been robbed or somebody stole something from you?
No, I've never had anything be robbed. I don't think I would go after a person either.
I've been pursued.
What happened? Pursued?
I need a disclaimer. I was very young when this happened, okay?
Okay.
But me and my friends were checking doors. One of the doors opened and the guy was standing outside the house and he had
car doors?
Yeah.
Oh.
And the guy had a gun and he pursued me for a good half an hour.
Oh, okay.
Is that the last time you ever checked doors in a car?
Never, ever did I ever try to steal anything ever again in my life.
To people, from people standing up to robbers to an escaped animal wanting to make a journey for himself, the streets of Arizona could now breathe a sigh of relief as Stitch is successfully returned home. Stitch is a desert tortoise who escaped from the Tucson ostrich ranch and went on a 3-mile journey where he was discovered on the side of the highway. Luckily, the animal patrol people were able to get him, take him back, and the ranch did confess and say that was their animal that got away.
How long did it take him to get the 3 miles?
It said it could be anywhere from a couple days to a couple weeks here, buddy.
I just keep thinking, how hard were they really looking for this tortoise Stitch? The guy was waiting on the side of the road for somebody to freaking save him.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
If you don't know this, you're living under a rock. And today we got more on that in food news. All right, it's time for Hottest Hashtags. It's the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Mild Salsa.
We've only waited, over a decade for the Fantastic Four to return.
Oh.
And they're back.
Oh.
I can't wait for this movie. And listen, Pedro Pascal is actually Mr. Fantastic. Take a listen to part of the trailer.
T-minus five.
Before we went up the first time, you couldn't turn invisible. Ben wasn't a rock. And Johnny never caught fire.
Whatever life throws at us, we'll face it together. As a family.
I literally have chills right now. I'm excited beyond excitement. I love going to the movies. July 25th, automatic, we're pulling up.
Dana loves her some action movies.
I do.
Which is beneficial to me because I'd rather go see that than something else.
Well, I'm more of an action movie girl than even a rom-com girl. Nice. Seriously.
That's up. That's down, dude. I want to take a moment to shout out Pedro Pascal because he's been around for a while, but I feel like only the past few years has he been getting big notoriety that he deserves.
To be honest, it was his Game of Thrones cameo there. I mean, he played a big role, but that really turned a corner for him in his career on a worldwide level.
Can I add, I feel like it was the Narcos when he played
Narcos too.
Pablo, and I felt like that was the one where I really got to know him too.
People just figured out he's a really good actor.
Never too late to chase your dreams,
and,
yo.
And women love him too. Just putting that
I'd be
there.
Them women.
DJ Automatic, food news.
DJ Mustard, not only is he celebrating the 5 Grammy wins with Kendrick for Not Like Us, he got a partnership with Heinz Mustard. Oh. He's coming out with his own line of Heinz Mustard.
It's about time because they put a billboard out with just mustard and everybody already knew what it was. So now he's going to make some money off of his name because Heinz is the most popular mustard.
Of all the condiments in the game, mustard needs the most PR. So this is good. This is the best win for mustard in a long time.
It's their first new recipe in over 10 years.
Yeah.
They aren't saying what it's going to taste like, but we'll find out, I guess. Well,
Drake's cheers.
For sure. All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
The first February and Wednesday is National Girls and Women's in Sports Day.
Shout out to all the ladies that have been working really hard from way back in the day to, I'm going to talk about Nancy Lopez, to Serena Williams. Let's shout out Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark.
Shout out my daughter. Cheerleading is a sport.
There it is.
Our daughter, Ava Maddox.
Oh, yeah, our daughter.
He acts like I'm not here. Anyway, what else do we have?
And we have World Nutella Day. Ooh, man.
It's basically chocolate and sugar that you spread on some bread, all right?
Yeah. And we'll wrap it up on National Fart Day. Yep, fart. It's fart
Farts
day.
Got their own day.
It's good. Yeah, they deserve their own day. They deserve more than their own
you
day,
know,
in my opinion.
I read this study that if your partner farts in front of you, they love you. Automatic is never, ever divorcing me. He loves me more than anybody loves anyone. Thing is, though, when you give me one, don't I give you one right back?
Oh, gross.
Oh, okay. Thank God for poo-poo spray in the bathroom.
It's called poopery.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
DJ Automatic's uncle, well, I guess since we're married, he's my uncle too. Anthony, he won a Grammy a couple of nights ago.
Oh, congratulations.
And we're there covering it. Oh, it's so exciting. So how do we celebrate? Going to the International House of Pancakes.
Yeah! Let's go.
Okay, they live in Germany. They don't have IHOP, I guess, where they live. And that's what? All my aunt wanted.
Guess they're not so international.
Yeah. I guess not.
Yeah, come on, IHOP.
I guess so.
There's House of Pancakes.
And Patty Maddock, our aunt, she said, I need pancakes and a mozzarella stick.
Patty grew up in Minnesota. So Patty's like
she's
5 years old.
IHOP?
Yeah, she's very familiar with all of the American delicacies.
And I guess that is one good, brilliant thing. Well, there's multiple things I love about IHOP, but one of them is you could get a mozzarella stick and a pancake.
That's at the same time.
And that's
right?
All she wanted. She was like, I need mozzarella sticks. They don't sell them. And then she's like, I need pancakes and coffee too.
That shocked me that his cousin said they never eat like that. They don't eat fried food. They don't eat out a lot. The food is kind of more natural.
He was like, because he got an omelet. He was like, this is like an omelet for like 3 people.
Yeah.
For me, I was like, well,
They learned about IHOP and I got to learn about Europe. Patty told me that the moment she landed in Germany 20 years ago, that she went into some office and they gave her money for her son who was already born and for the baby in her belly. She, to this day, gets $150 a month for each child and their health care is free.
Oh, well, yeah, but they don't got mozzarella sticks. So take that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what would you rather have?
I'm going to stay real quiet, automatic, because it was shocking to me. I've never been to Europe. I'd never really been anywhere until I met Automatic. So for me, I didn't know about that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I want to make sure I'm understanding it correctly. So for her just stepping into motherhood and having those children, they give her $150 per kid until they're 18.
Until they're out of college. And so Josie right now is in college here in the United States at Stanford.
Because she's an American citizen.
She's also an American citizen. So she's at Stanford. She's working on becoming a brain surgeon.
But offer like a scholarship, right? Because $150 at Stanford.
Oh, yeah. She's out of scholarship.
You can't even park at Stanford for $150. I don't even know. You can't even think Stanford.
No, exactly. She went on a scholarship. But I just thought it's so weird because I only learn about Europe on TikTok and it seems like it's a bad place. And I asked Patty, do you want to move back to the U.S.? And she thought for about 1 second and said, not really. She said, I do miss the mozzarella sticks, but other than that, I can come visit. I'm a citizen. My kids are citizens. And she can just, you know, go back and forth if she wants.
Good. More omelets and mozzarella sticks for me to indulge in.
Don't forget the onion rings.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.